Chamisha Asar Ba'av, when spelt out, is the numerical value of Kasiva v'chasima taiva. May you be inscribed and sealed for a good year, which we say before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This is the time to start the tshuva process that ends with Yom Kippur. The Talmud says that there was never a Yom Tov for the Yidden as Chamisha Asar Ba'av and Yom Kippur. In other words, Chamisha Asar Ba'av is greater than Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. It's the holiness of Yom Kippur, but through joy. We know on Yom Kippur, the highest level of our soul, the Yechida, is revealed. On Tisha B'Av, Mashiach is born. On Chamisha Asar B'Av, the moon shines fully. When the revelation of the era of the Geula, shining constantly the whole day. Just like we know, we are like the moon, and we will be renewed just like the moon when Mashiach comes. We are supposed to celebrate with great joy on this day, gather and sing together, to inspire each other to grow in our bond to Hashem, making it real, making it complete, making it deep. Chamisha Asar Ba'av falls on Friday, the day that man was created, with everything prepared. On this day, Adam called to all creations, "Let us bow down before Hashem." He brought the entire world to an acceptance of Hashem's kingship. Just like it will be in the era of Geula, Hashem completely revealed and king over us in a way that all will acknowledge, see, feel, and live with. Just like Adam was created after all was prepared for him, on Friday, Erev Shabbos, here as well, being Friday, Erev Shabbos, Erev Geula, may we sit at the table of the Livyasan and Shar Habar with a third Bais HaMikdash right here with us now. Our Chachamim connected Chamisha Asar Ba'av with an increase of Torah study, being that the nights are getting longer, and that is the reason why they are getting longer. Rashi explains that from Chamisha Asar Ba'av onwards, whoever adds nights to the days in Torah study will have years added on to their life. Increasing means Bechal Me'aydecha, with your entire being, beyond your comfort zone, beyond what you're used to. And Hashem will reflect the same transcendence beyond what we are used to. Thereby, He will reveal the Torah Chadasha, the new dimensions of the Torah, which will be infinite and revealed in the era of Geula. At that time, we will live forever. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was told, "With this text of yours, the Pnimis HaTorah, the inner dimension of the Torah, the Yidden, will be redeemed from Galus with Rachamim. May we gather in groups of 10 and increase in our learning of the revealed and hidden parts of Torah. The Shekhinah rests in groups of 10, specifically learning the laws of the Rambam on the topic of Mashiach, as by learning the parts of Torah on the topic of Mashiach, we manifest the reality we immerse ourselves in. May this be done with our heart and soul until the third Bais HaMikdash comes down from Shemayim and we are led by our righteous Mashiach appointed by Hashem to Eretz Yisrael."